Shamalechim's sweetest friends, this year should be a special from Ramarat Shechiyu, and Eschus Rufuas, Chayv Chana Bas Aron Adel, and Chayv Yubi Bas to the Sultana. And we learn the Inyan of Chinuch based on the Torah of Mordechai Rabbi Gonagol Ritzel Manzatzal. Says in the Gemara in Sukkah, and of Beis and Beis, that if a Sukkah is higher than 20 Amos, it's Pasur. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it can be even 40 or 50 Amos. And then Rabbi Yehuda brings a Maisa with Helene that her Sukkah was higher than 20 Amos. The Chum didn't tell her anything, and she had 7 children. And it must have been, as the Gemara explains, one of them was at the age that she had to educate him. And she followed the Rabbanans. So if she followed the Rabbanans, she's going to make sure that her Sukkah was kosher. And the rabbis didn't say anything to her when they saw her Sukkah. Even though she has a child who's at the age of Chinuch. So it must be a Sukkah can be higher than 20 Amos. Tosi Shanim and Yuma Pei Beis asks in the Mishnah, which says that you educate boys and girls to fast, even girls, before the age of Bar Mitzvah. What about the Gemara in Nazir and of Chavches Amid Beis that Reish Lakish says that a father can make his son into a Nazir in order to be Mechanichim B'mitzvahs, but his son not his daughter, because the daughter there's no Chiyuv Chinuch. So why by Yom Kippur is there a Chiyuv Chinuch? He says he knows there's no Chiyuv Chinuch. So the answer to this is Shanim, but there it's talking Dafka Linyan Nazirus, but Linyan Shar Mitzvahs there is a Chiyuv Chinuch. Says the Tosishan Bim Taimar of Darmina or Amina Bukhal Dukhta Kotna Yechol and Bail Same Bezim Sumla Frisha. Ha Shechnuchim Mechan Chinan Afrisha Mesur Mibaya. We say in every place that, in numerous places, that if a cotton's Eichel Nevelis, if a cotton's eating unkosher, Bezim doesn't have to separate him. So if you're Chayv and Chinuch, of course you have to separate. But you're not Chayv to separate. So it must be you're not Chayv and Chinuch. Bar Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Chinuch is to do the mitzvah, not to separate from Isser. So the Shalom continues, another opinion. The Chinuch is only the father, not anyone else, and therefore not mafrish, the child, from eating nevelis, because it's not our job, it's the father's job. Mother is not chayv in Chinuch. Continues to say to Shana, and the mice of Helene Amalka, and she sat with her 7 children in the Sukkah. Maybe there wasn't a father there, and he was Mechanich. And then, even if they didn't have a father, Haisa Mechanchosim, La Mitzvah Ba'alma. She wasn't Mamish Chayiv, but La Mitzvah Ba'alma. She was doing it, you know, she wasn't obligated to it, but it was the right thing to do, so she did it. Ad Kan Midvarav. And on that asks Rabbi Kiva Egir, in the Gilyan Ashas and Sukkah, Sharei Lehedje B'Gemara, Shaloi Mitzvah Be'alma, Haisizais Elechiv Gomul. Tais Yishanim asserts that it was the Mitzvah Be'alma, that she was Mechanech. But you see in the Gemara not like that. You see in the Gemara that it was a Chiv Gomor, and therefore the Chachamim should have said something to her if the Sukkah wasn't kosher. So Tosi Shanim words fly in the face of the Gemara. The implication of the Gemara is clear that it was a chiyuv, and that she was worried about the derabanans, that she kept mitzvahs derabanans, and therefore she would make sure to educate her children properly. And Tosi Shanim says, no, she didn't really have to, she only did a mitzvah b'alma. The Gemara says, not like that. So Miki Veger blies with the Tzarechi and Gadol. This kash is already asked by the Trumas Hadeshin and Simon Sadi Dalid, wrote in the Magen Avram, Shem Mem Gimel Aleph. So he writes, Trumas Hadeshin, that the Teretz is Ktsas Doichak. Because Lechora there wasn't La Mitzvah, it was Meikar Adin. So what does the Trumas Hadeshin mean? It's not Ktsas Doichak. Mamish against the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger holds it's a Tzarechi and Gadol, the Trumas Hadeshin says it's only a Ktaz Doichak. It's a Tzarechi and Gadol, it would seem. Gemara says she listened to the Chacham, she followed the Chacham in educating her children properly. and therefore the sukkah was definitely kosher. So how can Tosfos Yeshanim say that, no, she's only doing the mitzvah of Yalma? We don't only have an issue with the Tosfos Yeshanim. That it says there that a father is medir es benoi v'loi isha mishum she'ein ha'isha chayeves lechanech es beno. That a father is medir his son and not a woman, because a woman isn't chayev in chinuch beno. So here we already have in the sugya in the Gemara that a woman is in chayev is in chinuch. How does that shtim? How does that dovetail? How is that consistent with the sugya and sukkah that Eleni Amalka was mechuyeves b'chinuch bina in the Oruch Lener? He's omid al stiras ha-sugyos, and that's the kash of the Maharam, which is brought in the Magen Avraham Shin Mem Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. His lashon is born in the Birkei Yosef, Sif Katan Zayin. And the Maharam wants to say that she was machmir on herself. But that's also tamuah, like the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and like the Aruch Lener asks in the Maharam. That's the hedya and the sukkah, she was mechuyeves, it wasn't just a chumrah. The Gemara b'chitem rokatan shen otzarich li'imo midrabanan midrachayev ibe derabanan loy mashgicha. That's only chiyuv derabanan, and she doesn't care about the rabbanans. No. Old maaseh elos del pi chacham. She does care about the rabbanans, and therefore she would have educated her children properly. We're talking on the level of chiyuv, not on the level of rishus. Moreover, the etzem divrei atosis yishanim areit sarich biur b'malach tvarav. ומה שקשה לו, על מה שאין בית דין מצווים להפרישו. אז, Tosfos Yeshanim has a kasha. His kasha is, why isn't Beis Din מצווים להפרישו? Why isn't Beis Din obligated to separate him for chayv and chinuch, ketanim, so we're definitely chayv להפרישו מהסורה. Now he only gets to that kasha after he explains that by nezirus, there's no chinuch habas, but by other mitzvahs there is chinuch habas. That's the mahalach hadvarim in the Tosfos Yeshanim. That by nezirus there's no chinuch habas, but by other mitzvahs there is a chiyuv chinuch habas. And after he gets to that, then he has a kasha. Then he says, all right, if that's true, that by other mitzvahs there is a chiyuv chinuch, habanim vehabanos gam yachad, so why in every place do we say that katan ochel novelos en bezem mitzuvin lafrisho for mechayev to mechanech, then we certainly have to be mafrish them yisr? So why did he only come to that kasha after saying that by Naziris there's no chinuch habas? It's mashma that the kasha is talui in that. Since there's no chiyuv chinuch by Naziris, may we have a kasha. How can you say that bein bezem mitzuvin lafrisho if there's a chiyuv chinuch? Umayin zelazeh? What is... whether there's chinuch habas, whether there's a mitzvah of chinuch habas have to do with the question of being mafrish the ben meisurin. Akopanim, there's a chiyuv chinuch haben. But no, only after we get to the fact that there's no chiyuv chinuch habas, then we go weiter and we say, but by ben, or by bas with other mitzvahs. So, why ain't beis a mitzvah and lafrisha? If there's a chiyuv chinuch, then we're certainly mafresh them yisser. Why do you have to first come on to the fact that there's no chiyuv chinuch by banos, by nazirus? Oh, we have this kasha by banim bechlal, regardless of banos. Similarly, Yoter Tamor B'Divrei HaTosfot B'Nazir B'Daf Chavchet B'Dimar T'chil B'No In B'To Lo She'Katvu D'Kach HaLachai B'No D'Shech Mrs. Kili Gadim B'Tov L'Chancho B'To Loi Teima Adam Reb'Alma Katan Orchal Nevelis Ein Beis Din Mitzuven Afrishoi V'Amar Ribach Af L'Chancho Ilasas Mitzvun B'Tol Ala Ov ויש לא אמר דחינוך לא שייך על הסיר ולעסוס ולקיים המצווה אבל העזר מלעבור אין זה חינוך והוא דפרק בעשר דיומה היינו כי הוא מצווה סביעי ניסן ואוידו אמרי דחינוך לא שייך על האוב או בנשך רינו לא שייך ואוכר מרינן ביטה לאי ואוסם מרינן איך התינוק ואיך התינוק אסמך נכנס ומסנס ביום כיפר צורך לחלק בדובו. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that that's the halacha, that he chayv in chinuch haben and not in chinuch habas. And then Tosfos asks the kasha, aye, what's about the rule that katan ochel ben levelos, Beis Din isn't obligated to separate him? But wait a second, you have to be mechanichim to do mitzvahs. The father is chayiv to be mechanech his son in mitzvahs. So certainly, we should be obligated to be mafresh and meyisser. So the answer is, says Tosfos, that chinuch is only shayich to warn him to do mitzvahs, but not to be over an averus. This isn't considered chinuch, and that perak basra the yuma that there's a chinuch abanim. To fast, that's a kiyum mitzvah, that's a mitzvah v'nisan. Oro meri, that chinuch is only shayach by the father, but not other people. And therefore, Beis Din isn't mitzvah l'afrisho. And then Tosfos continues and says, here we say, bito lo, there's no chiyuv chinuch. And there we say, Echatinok ve'echatinokos, both boys and girls, you're chayiv. So you have to mechalek between fasting on Yom Kippur, where there is a chiyuv chinuch, and nazirus, where there isn't. Ad kan, midivrei kotcher shel ha-toisvus. V'kvar toma sham bo'irach mishor, cited in the tshuvas chikrei leiv, in erechayim, simen ayin, v'chein toma rashash. Ma'o ma shehikshe al hoda'in mitzuvan afrishoi, why was Toisvus only bothered that you're not mitzvah lahafrish? Because we see that only the father is chayiv to be mechanich. Because Tosfos writes, mutal ala ov lechanchoy. The father is chayev to be mechanech. And only after we determine that mutal al av lechanchoy, that the father is chayev to be mechanech, the son, and not the daughter. Only then we get to the kasha, since the father is only chayev to be mechanech, the son, and not the daughter. So what's Shabbat kotan ochel nevelos ein beis mitzuv lafrisha? Techiri hu dechadis lemitzvus chinuch, Shenaber Mishnah is Tuva, was re Mechadesh that there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. The father has to be Mechanech the son. So on that we said, oh, re! The father has to be Mechanech the son? So how do you explain how do you explain the fact that ain't b'katan ochel nevelos, ain't beizim mitzuvin lafrisha? This is the chiddush of Tosfos, that there's a chiyuv chinuch. We find in a lot of places the chiyuv chinuch. So why is Tosfos asking on the re? B'chlal akasha, why doesn't beizim mitzuvin lafrisha? V'rirak tala et koach av lazir et beno b'chiyuv hachinuch sheshno ba'al ma'al ha'av. ומהו מה שתלו התוספות את הקושיה במה דאמר רי שיש מצווה לחנכו? All the Re did was say that look at Nazirus. Since the father has the koach lahazir esbeno, he can make his son into a Nazir. So it must be that chinuch is only by the father. That was his chiddush. That he connected the two. So why does Tosfos ask on the etzem chiyuv chinuch? His chiddush was to connect the chiyuv lahazir es beno, the ability lahazir es beno, to bechlal the mitzvah of chinuch on the father. That was his chiddush to connect it to. But the fact that the father is mitzvah to be mechanech his son, that's not the chiddush of the Re. So why is Tosfos asking, oh, you're telling me that a father has to be mechanech his son? I caught an ochel nevelos saying beizim mitzvah not for isho. But that's not his chiddush that a father is being mechanech his son in mitzvahs. He just is told that koyach av lahazir es beno b'chiyuv achinuch. Why can a father be b'nazir his son? Because he's b'chalaz achiyuv chinuch. So you see that father is b'mechanich his son, so he can make him into a nazir. Say the gamur. Father can be b'mechanich his son, so he can make him into a nazir. But that b'chalal in general, that there's a chiyuv of a father b'mechanich his son, that we know without the re. So why is Tosfos saying, oh, you're saying the father is chayav b'mechanech his son, what about kol tanoch ha'melos b'zeh b'ebez b'sub l'afrisho? It's b'chal mishnah, all the mishnais, that there's a chiyuv chinuch. What is he getting on the Re's case for? Also, we have to understand in the Tosfos, Yishanim and Tosfos, who say Alpi the Mishnah and Yuma, that even though the Gemara says, but Nazir, Shein Avchai v'chinuch bitoi, Hanim ilu b'nazirus, v'lo b'sha'ar mitzvus. Sha'ar mitzvus, you are chai v'chinuch habas. L'chayra, it's v'din chinuch, ma'ali nazirus, ma'ali sha'ar mitzvus. Tosfos and Nazir says, Sarach l'chalik, but they don't tell us what the chilik is. So, כל זה צריך עיון טובה לכוירה, בעזרת השם בשיעור הבא, אנחנו נתחיל בעזרת השם, יש עוד קושיות, ומקווה שנתחיל לראות אור בסוגיה. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.